Wonderful. Good evening here at the Digital Courage stage. Welcome to the next talk. We have a signal angel, so if you have some questions to the talk, you can do this, especially on Mastodon in the Fediverse, mastodon.social, digitalcourage.social, digitalcourage.social, or at chaos.social. Please use the hashtag CCCCamp or CCCamp23, Digital Courage, and then our signal angel will see your question and forward it at the end of the talk. Dear hackers, unfortunately, you were absent at the time of delivery. Please get it at the chaos post. This would work quite well at the camp, but in the real world, that's not the case anymore. The post DHL group began in the last years to force users to use digital products. They reduced human interactions in their logistics. Yeah, you shall present me. You shall not have my talk, please. Well, DHL got an award for this, and I won't tell more now. And it was awarded by our Lena Tangens, which is a jury member since 2002, and which will tell you why DHL, it's standing behind me, is sensational, nice to see. But yeah, she will tell you more about why Post DHL Group got this prize. Yeah, I was already being presented, thank you. I would like to add that I also founded Digital Courage in the year 1997. There's a round of applause for this. In 2006, until 2006, we worked for free, but in the meantime, there are also some paid members. With this, we can do quite a lot. For instance, organizing a program in a tent like this. Big Water Awards are one of our most important projects since the year 2000, and we would like to focus important topics. We present certain topics to the public on certain days in the year. That's the one time in the year where we take a lot of effort to present these our Big Brother Awards. Some of you might have seen it. There is an award which actually exists, but awardees usually do not come because it's not that well loved. But there are some exceptions because the data protection responsible from Microsoft, he came and took the prize, and also the data protection responsible of Telecom came by. But the Telecom also asked if they might get a Big Brother Award because they think they might have earned it. I said that I cannot, that they should save the date, but that I cannot take something from the jury in before. That was the case when they surveilled their own people, and this gave a lawsuit which came quite expensive for them, But I don't want to talk about this. Usually the nominees get their prize only, or the awardees get the prize only when they are on site.
So we brought them to their shareholder gathering, and they didn't tell about the event, but they got an invitation from the criticals of the shareholders of Bayer, and when you are a shareholder, you are allowed to get in. So we, with the help of the chaos in Cologne, we got in and handed out flyers, and we're allowed to have talking rights, and I addressed I addressed the board with some questions, and I have never had some so hostile audience like there. So now we come to the prize award winner from this year. I was thinking I had done so much work with the award speech, so I'm going to present it to you now, and what happened afterwards was also very interesting. So, dear award winner, the joke has been taken before. Dear award winner, unfortunately you were absent at the time of delivery, so now you're getting a public delivery instead. The Big Brother Award in the customer protection category goes to Deutsche Post DHL Group. Because they changed the technical settings of their parcel lockers. Oh. Do you remember the times when children were allowed to play outside unsupervised? Sometimes they played tricks. They rang random doorbells and ran away as fast as they could. These children are now adults and currently work for DHL. If you're careful, please don't ring and directly put a notification into your postbox and say that you have never seen the recipient. So it goes to the neighbor or to the next post office where you can get it soon, but in parentheses, not today. And if you're lucky, you get it in a parcel box in your vicinity. If you're lucky, in the parcel locker at the supermarket around the corner. With bad luck, it goes to the other end of the town. So you could sign up for the parcel locker and can sign up and get a pin for the parcel locker, and you could collect the parcel anytime 24/7. It came as a less pleasant surprise if you haven't registered for the parcel locker at all, but your parcel has still been redirected there. Especially if it happens to the new type, the so-called lean parcel locker. Here we just see an old model with a display and reading slot for the card. But especially if it's a newer model, which Post DHL rolled out these days, the so-called lean parcel locker. So such a lean parcel locker no longer has a display, nor has it a card reader. And you are asking yourself, how do I get my parcel, and have no clue what to do? So you see this notification, you need to install an app. So your smartphone is obligatory, you need to have it. If you don't, well, lean means that you can now not only do without a display, but technically, what? So technically that means your smartphone will have to establish a Bluetooth low energy connection to the parcel locker, and also you will have an internet connection to forward that correction, and that will get forwarded to the Post and DHL app, to the main post data center via mobile communication. And without a connection to the data center, such a news postal locker is as thick as a brick and has no idea what is being kept for whom in which locker. So the Deutsche Post saves the expense for setting up parcel lockers and hands over the obligation to you. So if you are in an era with poor internet connection, well, bad luck. If your data plan is used up, well, bad luck. If you don't have a smartphone, well, forget about getting your packet. Without a smartphone, you're basically screwed. So there are, however, good reasons for not having a smartphone. These are those who simply can't afford one, or others may be too old or don't want to deal with the technology, but still like receiving parcels. And finally, there are people with high technological affinity who, precisely because their expert knowledge, refuse to constantly walk around with such a pocket spy. No, dear Post DHL, it's not at all okay to presuppose that every man and woman has to have a smartphone. So even for those who do own a smartphone, there are good reasons for not wanting to install the app. For example, the fact that the app starts transmitting data as soon as it has been started. The IT security expert Mike Kukitz checked its behavior and found the following in the analysis. The app establishes connection to Google Firebase, Adobe Incorporated USA, to the Adobe Experience Cloud, among others, Google Firebase, also USA, and some others. Mind you, this all happens in the background without your knowledge, even before you even have interacted with the app in any way. And then you get, as you have expected, a cookie banner. The usual procedure starts through to manipulative design that trick you into selecting the red button that says accept all. But even if you manage to select confirm preferences, you are by no means safe from further trackers. So another connection to Adobe is established and more data are provided for the purpose of measuring user behavior. Now, Peter Hense, a lawyer, has checked the legal status of the app and he concludes that the European General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, as well as the Telecommunications Telemedia Data Protection Act, the German abbreviation as TTDSG, are completely disregarded. After all, transmitting data to Google and Adobe, both based in the US, it requires user consent. The app, however, starts transmitting even before the consent banner is even presented. They just don't care. Just clicking accept all is not in fact sufficient for informed consent. This would require previous and clear information about the personal economical consequences that consent to the use of data for tracking may have. The Deutsche Post does not provide such information at all. Thus, there's no valid consent and therefore any data processing on this basis is simply illegal. For such violence of applicable law of the GDPR provides for considerable fines. 4% of DHL's global turnover, which are totaling 94 billion in 2022, is a sum with a view of which even the executive board should actually develop an interest in data protection. Mike Kukitz informed the Deutsche Post AG, DHL, of the technical and legal analysis of the app. Judging by Deutsche Post AG's answer, they do not see the point at all. In short, everything is fine, there's nothing to see, please move on. This formerly state-owned company assumes that, being a stock corporation, it can just ignore applicable law as it pleases, and takes itself to be entirely immune to criticism or prosecution. It would, however, be perfectly possible to program parcel lockers in to a privacy and consumer-friendly way. We are wondering where the less than adequate design of parcel lockers and the app is the result of bad intentions or sheer ignorance. The question becomes more poignant once you know that Deutsche Post DHL are currently laying off half of the IT department in charge. DHL saves time and money on IT and then wants us to force us into its to use its crappy software. So, forcing the customers to use smartphones and the app at the parcel lockers, plus unauthorized data transmission to tracking companies alone would be worthy of a Big Brother award. On top of that, though, Deutsche Post DHL deserves a special award in the hypocrisy category. The reasons they give for lean parcel lockers are, believe it or not, sustainability and protection of the environment and climate. Yeah, cool idea to put solar panels on top. They try to make people believe that the parcel delivery too is a climate protection after all. DHL definitely emits less CO2 by spawning off the parcel into the parcel lockers at all rather than taking them to their respective destinations. CO2, however, is then emitted by customers who have to drive the parcel lockers to do the parcel lockers individually to pick up their parcels. Overall, probably not a win for the climate, but a win for Deutsche Post DHL. This Big Brother Award is about the tendency to put surreptitious pressure on people to go along with surveillance and surveillance structures. A login is acquired in one place, cash is no longer accepted in another, here you have to install an app, there you are denied access to service-related information, unless you use a smartphone, or to service altogether. Those who don't comply are facing more and more difficulties in everyday life. That is what we call digital coercion. Why are we giving Deutsche Post DHL of all people the Big Brother Award? This revise a little context. Is the microphone working? Are there cutouts? Can we check? Tech is checking. Okay, I continue talking. So, on the 1st of January 1995, the Post AG has become private equity organization and took over the letter service, which was before provided by the state. So the Post took over all the obligations associated with it. Quick microphone change. So that is basic service for everyone, reliability, delivery to the smallest island of the North Sea. In fact, the letter service. Here's a nice picture of Donald, who is struggling with his conscience because he lost a letter from Gustav Ganz to Daisy, and there's this nice statue of a post delivery person who tried.
So in fact, letter service was the cash flow for years, or the cash cow for years, and they made a lot of money. Nevertheless, they charged more and more for postage. We have reason to suspect that with this that they cross-funded the parcel service in order to get rid of competitors and offering this service at low prices. Deutsche Post DHL Group is now the leading company in logistics worldwide. Now, maybe you have seen that on the 1st of July on this year, not soon after the Big Brother Awards, it's not called Postagon, it's all called DHL now. So this society has reformed. Now that the parcel service is booming and letters are replaced by emails, the letter service is not as profitable anymore. But during the postal strike in 2023, Deutsche Post AG threatened to simply get rid of the letter service this year already. In case of this would mean the post would tell to the regulatory agency that they don't want to do it again, and then they wouldn't do it again, and then it would have to be renegotiated, and they could work with cheap subcontractors. And this is what they threatened to the striking people. That they will sell them to threaten to subcontractors. By the way, the regulation of the Post AG are part of law, the Universal Postal Service Regulation, or Post-Universaldienstleistungsverordnung in German. These obligations have not been correctly fulfilled by the Post for years. Because of long deliveries and delivery times and poor quality in letter delivery, and the lack of post office branches, especially in the country, they have given a rise in a constantly growing number of complaints to the Federal Network Agency, the Bundesnetzagentur. Deutsche Post AG, however, does not make an effort to improve. Instead, they pretend that they don't have to do it and get rid of their duties. They demand changes in the laws concerning mail service. According to them, longer delivery times should be okay, and if letters have to arrive the next day, we are supposed to pay extra. The plan is to have additional machines, so-called post stations or Poststationen, would take over the post offices. There will be pimped parcel lockers, which also offer letter services. These post stations, have a look at them. They are not well reachable for small people like children or for people in a wheelchair, and almost not accessible for blind people. There are no more people on site. You may remember this cartoon from Touché, which from the old lady who always wants to buy a 1 mark stamp. But there isn't any more who helps me or can tell me, hey, this parcel cannot be sent as this. You have to do otherwise. More side effects is that in the future you won't be able to buy a stamp as with physical cash, but you will need a credit card. That's a new case of digital coercion. The current coercion, they like, or the Post AG has made this pleasant to the current government with climate protection and with getting cheaper. They slipped it to the current government, the idea to legal the changes and to make it suitably for each party. Something for innovation and something with climate protection. But a warning to the members of the German Parliament, the Federal Network Agency and those fighting for the climate in the Ministry of Economics, don't be deceived. Do not do the parcel lockers where app are indispensable. It's not a matter of an individual structure, but a whole universe of permanent surveillance. It's no matter of simple gadgets or accessibility by smartphone. It's a basic need that everyone has, like getting hold of a parcel someone sent to me. It's not about the money. It's about the reckless attitude which a company tries to privatize profit and lives and leave liabilities to the community. Dear Deutsche Post again, you have been sent a notification of your Big Brother Award. No, the Big Brother Award will not be delivered to you. You will have to collect it. A nap is not required for this. Now, I come to the part what happened later. It's no secret that they don't like this award, but what they did afterwards is even more.
There's even another feature which is used to distribute information. So that is the option to have a second, to have your parcel delivered a second time or attempted to be delivered a second time, which has been noted on these delivery notice postcards in the past years. But this notice has been removed because Post DHL doesn't want it. And there is an option on the website of DHL, and it is well hidden because they don't want you to use it. But we found this feature and we created a new site for exactly this purpose and crafted a website which is called similar to please deliver again. So they changed the link internally, but we found it again. And so now the internal mass messages in DHL, there are warnings from fake apps, and what happens regularly is that we went to some of these stations to make photos, and we met people who were completely lost and didn't know how to get to collect their parcel. And so we took these stickers and took those to the parcel stations. And so DHL warned customers not to use to use the domain neu zustellen or deliver again, because it's dangerous that they can leak data of private customers, which DHL actually does. So if you want to help inform the people, you can get these stickers from us to stick them to your local postal package station. They are transparent so that the color of the underlying package station can be beautifully seen. So on this website we have explained what actually happens in the background, what we do. There's a link to the DHL website. So why is this an extra bad thing by the DHL? Because DHL declared that packing stations are basic delivery service. And Post DHL says it's just for people who actually opt in to get their packages delivered to the station, because there is the option to have a second delivery attempt, but they are hiding the service so well that it's actually quite the hard next thing possible that people actually use it. So the Bundesdatenschutzbeauftragte has done a statement, and that he got complaints that the second delivery attempt, well, that was too quick. So the a new law regarding the post is in draft, and it will be in August this month in discussion, and we will look after the progression. So I have been invited to the Verbraucherschutz Ministry, and there has been a long talk, several hours, and I had just 5 minutes to explain the situation. But what I was very happy about, summary by Steffi Lemke, who said said about the digital coercion and right to a self-chosen life is very important, or is a problem. So we have allies in the customer protection agency, but we don't know if they have enough leverage. So the law is not very long, so you can look at it in the Department for trade and climate protection. So when the draft is published, I will look into it and see where there is actually climate protection efforts, and where there's more efforts to force people to use digital services. One info maybe, in contrast to Deutsche Bahn AG, there, which is in 100% owned by the German government, DHL Post AG is only owned by 20% by the state and 80% in private hands. So the state has to regulate how they have to do their business, and of course, due to private interests, they try to minimize the basic coverage and maximize their gains and earnings. So they are optimized to earn as much money as possible.
Now some critical view.
Maybe some of you remind this, for the other one I will tell it now. Post, you know this logo, don't you? It's it can be seen often at camp. This logo comes from the natural enemy when we developed telecommunication, because when you can add a modem to a telephone line, why did you use? You needed a post approval, but you didn't get it just like this, because it had to be checked. So there were only slow modems, which cost like 1,800 Deutsche Mark, whereas you could buy a much cheaper modem without a postal check, but it was prohibited to connect it to the telephone network. And it was actually illegal. It was not just not allowed, it was illegal, and people were suited by it. Of course, we know people who did it and tried to do it. And if you tried to use a payable and acceptable modem, it was always like half illegal. That's why we thought that it might be a good idea that post could be privatized. So they might change certain things, and in retrospective I would say no, it was not the best idea. We I mean, you say we should also talk about errors that we made, mistakes. The rules that this company now has to adhere to, we have to adjust them, otherwise it will not end well for society. I also had it, something, the yellow stains, etc. Digital Crutch, when was founded, had another name, and which was a parody of the abstruse shortcuts of the German Post when they still were responsible for the telecommunication services, like the FETAP or GETAP, if I like, it's a Fernsprechapparat, basically what other people call a telephone. But if the acronym is more complicated than the thing per se, we have to critically think about it even now. What happens with now state companies? And we also have to talk about basic services. So what do we need? We need like environment-friendly mobility. So what do we have to force these companies to, like travel companies to? Because it should be it should not be the first goal that they earn a lot of money. It should be the first goal that there is something good for society. And do we still have fun with DHL? And this will stay like this. Thank you for your attention. And now we can continue to the questions. Thank you for this nice talk. Yes, we still have time. We have a lot of time for questions and remarks. Please raise your hand and I will give you the microphone and then you can ask it. Be brave. Was I so exhausting to you? What do you think? What would it help if in the new law there it should be? Yeah, it should not be done by Parliament. Sorry, I didn't. The hope is to make the law better. Because the law is it's at the moment not strict enough, and the Bundesnetzagentur, which has surveillance about the letter service, and one planned change of the law is positive because the agency could now also sue the DHL. And that's a good thing, but we also have to take care that no negative things get into the new law, and that's why we need to educate politicians or people from the Ministry of Economy. One anecdote, the Packstation that you show, it even has text on it. I work on a location which is where there is a packet locker, but it's in an area which is locked. You cannot just enter it. So I thought, okay, that's well for me because I work within this area, and but they also deliver parcels to this parcel locker which is inside a locked area. And there's not even something written on that Packstation, on this parcel locker. And I had to tell some people who were standing there and looking for the parcel locker, I had to tell them where they are. So, I use this Packstation, I like it, but there should always be the possibility for people who don't want to do this, which might be a minority probably, So the question is, how should we communicate all this? So in the with the topics of digital coercion, we thought about this, and we are all quite well with technology, and we think that just a few people who don't like this, but an official statistics says that about 6%, not including the real seniors or the small children, have never been online. And that's similar in other European countries. It's an official statistics done by the starters. Have a look at their websites. You can check this there. We also linked it on the Digital Coercion site at Digital Courage. And there is also this, and this topic, it gets noticed more and more. We had an article in the Süddeutsche Zeitung, and this they had a lot of reactions. They had a lot of letters from people who actually were complaining about what happened there. There was even a petition from a Spanish guy who a doctor which does not work anymore, but the name of the petition was "I'm old, but I'm not an idiot." He has Parkinson and he doesn't want to do things at an at a machine, because he's not sure. Yeah, he could maybe touch a wrong button because of his Parkinson, and he would like not to use machines to make his banking stuff. So the bank reacted to it and said, yes, we will open the offices longer. And what I want to say is, it has to do with solidarity. We people who are here, we can use the machines, we can use the apps, but who knows if we can still do it in a few years when we get older, and with the technology which will be then, which will be have evolved too. I know a lot of technology have been people which do not have a smartphone, and we should fight for being it like this. We should also fight for cash, for real cash, because that's part of freedom and being non-surveilled.
Thanks for your talk. It was very, very nice. The speech was very nice. I was wondering, the venues where the pack stations are placed, which is usually Lidl, which is a big German supermarket, or Kaufland, even bigger supermarket, and the parking lots are closed eventually after closing of the shop, and so it's on their property, and they are not reachable from the outside after closing down. Well, I'm pretty sure that the shops earn money for providing that space. Amazon has also provided packing stations. They are cooperating and they are earning money. For this purpose, DHL likes these lean, display-less pack stations because they don't need power, and without Bluetooth, or with Bluetooth and without display and without much power driving electronics, they only need to power the mechanism for the doors, which can be done by the solar panels. So they don't need much effort to get infrastructure for network and power. Oh, here is another question. Thank you, Rena, for this talk. I am from Switzerland, and I feel it's going very similar in Switzerland. It's remind me really terribly and in similar things. Are you in contact with organizations in Switzerland? Are you exchanging experiences? Well, yes, there are Big Brother Awards in Switzerland. They are an international project. We have a mailing list to exchange offenders, and there are different here and there in different countries, and sometimes we exchange and nominate even companies in other countries, but we haven't extended our research to Switzerland yet. It was very, very exhausting and long, and took a lot of effort. They even doubted that the award speech has been technically or in technical terms wrong, because they need an internet connection, and I was really worried that I have to change the speech. And then I found out, no, the stations actually do not have their own internet connection. So this is a very clear info. Yeah, thank you very much again, and a warm applause to Rena.